giving you something to talk about besides the weather since 2000. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Our listener, Rachel from Ankeny, here on the phone and has a question she wants to ask about. And, well, we'll see what you think when she's done. All right, Rachel, what's up?
My husband made a new friend during the pandemic. He's a neighbor that lives a few blocks away.
Okay.
And they hang out all the time, but now they want to do couple stuff, like couple dates. And I don't know the wife, and I can't really see any of my own friends, so I kind of feel weird not really seeing.
Wow. This is usually, I've always heard this the other way around, yeah. Where it's women make friends and then want their husbands to have play dates together.
Right. Oh, you gotta meet them. You'll love them.
He likes baseball.
Right.
You like baseball.
You can talk sports.
You can talk sports. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I hear you.
Well, I
on
say
this.
No. I don't think you have to.
No.
It's going to make it a little awkward. But
it is because you don't want to be the one. Like, next thing you know, your husband's going back to the new friend saying, well, my wife really isn't all about it. And then the other wife catches wind of this and suddenly there's hurt feelings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. You may have to suck it up.
Well, you know what? We're going to throw this out to our listeners, too, and see what they've done when they've been in a similar situation. So keep listening. All right, Rachel?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Appreciate the call. Take care. Bye-bye. Good luck. So that's our question to you now. So what happened? Did you have this happen where your significant other made a new friend? They got real tight, maybe real tight real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted you to all play together.
Right.
And were you up for it? did you resist? How'd it go down? Maybe you tried it, you didn't like them. See, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You try it, you don't like it, then what do you do?
Right.
Right. And that's the real conflict, because that's what I was initially saying to her, is I think you're going to have to try it rather than just assuming you're not going to like this woman. But to your point, Ken, once you try it and then you don't want to do it again, then it is personal.
Yes,
at least initially, you could fall under the category of, I'm not up for it.
Yeah,
it's not you, it's me. I just am a homebody.
I'm having time. I have some other friends. I haven't had, able to get around because of the pandemic, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Less personal. But this, once you meet them, you do something together, then you don't want to do it anymore.
They know who is the problem.
There's only one reason. She didn't like them.
And they know.
Yeah.
See, just don't bring me into it. Just have your friend.
Well, that's where I start at.
Yeah.
It's your friend. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But then
Stop trying to set me up with people.
But then do you feel left out?
Probably.
Hmm.
It depends. Do I have friends or not?
So no one can win here is what you're saying, right?
Mm.
Okay. 280-1025. If you've been there, significant other had a friend, and that friend had a significant other. And let's all get together and do stuff.
double date.
All right, Jessica and Ankeny, what happened when it happened with you?
So my ex-husband.
We already know the ending, but okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
He had a friend of the opposite gender, and they wanted to hang out with everybody, so we did. And lo and behold, I found out they were having an affair.
That's certainly an added complication.
Well, because I love drama, let me ask this question. Did you hook up with that significant other?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Did their marriage break up too?
I don't know. I'm no longer friends with them.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, maybe you should ask questions why they're so eager to... Want to get everyone together.
Right.
Some red flags there.
Yeah. Oh. Throw people off the scent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring them in. Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah. Sorry, Jessica.
Oh,
that sucks.
No, I'm happy now.
Okay. All right. Then congrats.
Good riddance.
Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Bye.
Take care.
Couldn't be part of the conversation on air? Follow the thread on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt Facebook page.